Is it possible to race a toboggan made of concrete? It sure is, according to a unique group of students at the University of Guelph who not only race them but build them from start to finish. The U of G Great Northern Concrete Toboggan Race Team is ready to show off its latest concrete creation in Montreal from January 22 to 25. Since 1975, engineering students across the country have been competing in the Great Northern Concrete Toboggan Race, GNCTR, the largest and longest-running engineering competition in North America. The student-run competition requires teams to design, build and race a concrete toboggan downhill in a series of events. Co-captain Adele Pinsonneau is a fourth-year biomedical engineering student and has been a member of the team since her first year at U of G. My first year was held virtually because of COVID. In second year, the race was held in Kelowna, and in third year, we went to Newfoundland. We really do go across the country, Pinsonneau said. It's great to be part of something so big. Each team constructs a toboggan that weighs less than 350 pounds and can safely carry 5 riders down the competition hill. The toboggan must include steering and braking systems that meet the competition's safety standards. Toboggans are judged in areas such as superstructure design, integration of theme, technical aspects, concrete mix and runner design, overall speed, team spirit and various other performance metrics. In the summer months, the U of G team begins with the design process. In September, we recruit new members and start building in the shop that we designed. We wrap up usually in December, pack everything up, and get ready to go to competition in the second semester, Pinsonneau said. I think the most challenging part is learning how to incorporate all of the components of the toboggan, such as the mechanical parts and the frame. And then that has to be coordinated with the concrete component, including skis. The Great Northern Concrete Toboggan Race brings together over 500 engineering students from 20 different universities across Canada, with the goal of giving them an opportunity to manage their own engineering project. From design to construction, competitors must create a toboggan which they will then race during the competition. A unique and creative aspect of the competition is the incorporation of a general theme. Every school has a different theme. This year, our theme is the NFL. So we get a new spin on it every year, Pinsonneau said. We work so hard on the project. So it's great to meet everyone else who has been doing the same thing. We learn from each other. As a student-run club, GNCTR Guelph operates with financial donations from corporate sponsors, the University of Guelph and students. Monetary donations are the most valuable form of sponsorship to get the team to the GNCTR competition each year. GNCTR Guelph attended the 50th annual GNCTR competition last year in St. John's, NL. The team placed 13th overall out of 16 competing teams. Last year, we definitely learned a lot. We got an improvement award based on how much we improved from the previous year. We hope to continue that trajectory and do even better this year, Pinsonneau said. Pinsonneau said since joining the team, it has been nothing but positive energy from her fellow students. It is very inviting. We all just kind of learn in the shop, which I really like, Pinsonneau said. For me, it's about completing a project from start to finish, learning how to make deadlines, and communicating with team members from all disciplines. Pinsonneau said the team connects with other types of engineering students to bring their ideas together. That is reflective in the workforce as well. Different sections of the team prioritize different aspects. We meet up and find solutions together, she said. Co-captain Emma Sanderson is a fourth-year environmental engineering student. Since joining the team in 2022, she has developed a passion for school representation at competition. What I love about competing is seeing what we've created come to life and actually be put to use, Sanderson said. For me, being in environmental engineering, I don't do a lot of hands-on and experiential work. I don't get the physical component that you would with a mechanical degree. So, having this side hustle, it's been really neat to actually build something, hands-on. You get to see it being put to the test. The competition slogan is, "We are all best friends." We do work really hard during the semester to get the design ready and to make sure it is safe for competition. And once you get to the competition, it's really fun, relaxed and positive, Sanderson said. Everyone cheers each other on. And that's what keeps me coming back. This year, Sanderson looks forward to leading the team. We have done a really good job at recruiting this year. We are taking 28 people to the competition, compared to 18 last year, she said. It will be great to expose our new members to the competition, see them enjoy themselves, and mentor them into leadership roles for the future. As for racing the toboggan downhill, team members will have many opportunities to test their creation. We try to change it up every year. Since this is my last year, I do want to go down the hill, Pinsano said. We usually have multiple runs going down. We'll send different people each time. Pinsano encourages other students to join GNCTR. It's a really good mix of fun, experience and meeting new people. And you learn how to further what is taught in the classroom into something that is physical and that you can make with your own hands. I just love our team's energy and how we support each other, she said. It's really fun to take something you have built and see how fast you can go.